little girl?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Are you well?
Yes, Your Majesty.
What is your name?
Sophie, Your Majesty.
Sophie? Popular name?
Yes, Your Majesty.
And how did you get up onto my windowsill, Sophie?
Well...
No, don't answer that. Hang on a moment. I dreamed that part of it too. I dreamt that a giant put you there.
He did, Your Majesty.
Oh! Hold yourself, Mary. Yes, Mom. Now, Sophie, you are not serious about the giant, are you?
Oh, she is serious about the giant.
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. He's out there in the garden now.
He's in the garden. There's a giant in the garden.
Mary.
Oh, sorry, Mom.
So, he's in the garden, is he?
He's a good giant, Your Majesty. You needn't be frightened of him.
I'm delighted to hear it.
He's my best friend, Your Majesty.
Best friend?
How nice.
He's a lovely giant, Your Majesty.
I'm quite sure he is. But why have you and this giant come to see me?
Oh, this is too much.
Mary, if you can't get a grip, please go away.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum.
You did dream that part, didn't you, Your Majesty?
Yes.
Oh!
Now you come to mention it, I did. But how do you know what I dreamed?
Oh, that's a long story, Your Majesty. Would you like me to call the big friendly giant? You'll like him very much.
She's going to call the giant. She's going to call the giant.
Mary, please pull yourself together and give me my dressing gown.
Yes, Mum. Dressing gown. Dressing gown. She's going to call the giant.
Thank you. Now, Sophie, you may call the giant.
BFG! Her Majesty the Queen would like to see you.
Come dine off that ledge. You're going to fall backwards any moment. I don't see any giant.
Please wait.
Shall I take her away now, Mum?
Yes, Mary. Take her downstairs and give her some breakfast.
Your Majesty. Your Majesty, I is your humbug servant.
We are very pleased to meet you.
Oh, Majesty. Oh, Queen. Oh, Monica. Oh, Golden Sovereign. Oh, Ruler. Oh, Ruler of Straight Lines. Oh, Sultana. I has come here with my little friend Sophie to give you a...
To give me a what?
A... assistance.
He sometimes speaks a bit funny, Your Majesty. He never went to school.
Then we must send him to school. We have some very good schools in this country.
I have great secrets to tell Your Majesty.
I should be delighted to hear them, but not in my dressing gown.
Shall you wish to get dressed, Mum?
Have either of you had breakfast?
Oh, could we? Oh, please! I haven't eaten a thing since yesterday.
I was about to have mine, but Mary dropped it.
Yes, Mum, I'm sorry, Mum.
You'll be quiet, Mary. I imagine we have more food in the palace. Perhaps you and your little friend would care to join me.
Will it be repulsant snozcumbers, Magister?
Will it be what?
Or stinky snozcumbers.
What is he talking about? It sounds like a rude word to me. Mary, ask them to serve breakfast for three in the, I think it had better be in the ballroom.
In the ballroom?
That has the highest ceiling.
On account of the ceiling, Mum.
I'm afraid you will have to go through the door on your hands and knees.
Oh,
I shall send someone to show you the way.
Shall I be taking Sophie with me, Your Majesty?
No. Leave the little girl here with me. We'll have to find something for her to put on. She can't have breakfast in her nightie.
Can we have sausages, Your Majesty? And bacon? And fried eggs?
I think that might be managed.
Just you wait till you taste this breakfast, BFG. No more snozcumbers from now on.
There was a frantic scurry among the palace servants when orders were received from the Queen that a 24-foot giant must be seated with Her Majesty in the great ballroom within the next half hour.
A 24-foot giant, did you say?
That's what I said, Mr. Tibbs.
Yes, yes, a giant, Mr. Tibbs.
Oh, naughty me, what's happened there? Oh,
however are we going to accommodate
Mr. Tibbs, the butler, was in supreme command of all the palace servants, and he did the best he could in the short time available. A man does not rise to become the Queen's butler unless he is gifted with extraordinary ingenuity, adaptability, sagacity, and discretion, not to mention a host of other talents. Mr. Tibbs had them all.
Great
that. If a 6-foot man requires a chair with a 2-foot high seat, a 24-foot giant will require a chair with an 8-foot high seat.
Oh, I'll never miss him.
Everything must be multiplied by 4.
Multiplied by 4? Oh, yes, I see.
Now push the grand piano into the center of the room.
Right on, Mrs. Simpson. Here we go. Oh, careful. Excellent.
Now fetch a large chest of drawers and put it on top of the piano.
Will the Chippendale do, Mr. Tibbs?
The Chippendale will be most satisfactory.
Mr. Tibbs skimmed across the ballroom, followed by a whole army of footmen.